Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Two balls, no strikes, the count, the pitch. Swing and a drive, left field, hit well. Back toward the warning track, Gurriel looking up, it is gone. Jared Durand is his first Major League home run. There's a drive to left field, this is crushed and it is long gone.
That's got to be Kike's longest home run of the year.
The pitch, and there's a drive hammer to right center field, pretty deep. Back toward the wall, and it is gone. Raffy Devers has the Red Sox fourth home run.
Pitch to Kike, drilled, if it's fair, it's gone. It is way back, and it is gone, a fair ball.
Gresh and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Gresh off today. Nick Fitzy Stevens is here.
Well,
you can join the show 617-779-7937. Of course, you can also get at the show on Twitter at Gresh Keefe. You can text in 37937. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Say what's going on there. And we'll get to all the best comments in T3 coming up at 1:30 today. Shyam is currently curating all the comments.
Oh, very nice. I enjoy that segment whenever I tune in.
It's a good segment.
It's a great segment, the T3.
You get some callbacks. You get some good stuff in there.
Next segment in Boston radio named after a crap sequel.
Mm-hmm. Rise of the Machines.
It's coming. It is coming. Did you see that new Boston Dynamics thing?
What in the hell was that? So for people who missed it, describe what this robot was doing.
So these two robots were dancing, basically. They were having sex on a cardboard bed in Tokyo. They were dancing and they were mirroring each other's moves to something, to some song that was very wedding dance. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of these two Boston, you know which robot I'm talking about, folks.
I
do. Like, it's headless. It's got like those spindly arms and it's got the giant backpack, which is where its mega brain and energy lives.
It's backpack.
You know what I mean?
You got to get the backpack off. If you're ever fighting a robot, you need to make sure you get the backpack off.
Always go for the backpack. Yeah, just it. Like in the movie Target, the 1985 Anthony Edwards, Linda Fiorentino spectacular.
Finally, somebody's talking about it.
It's always in the backpack. But in the middle of the videos, the two robots are dancing and mirroring each other's moves to this wedding song or whatever it was. The yellow Boston Dynamics dog comes in and starts doing their moves. And that's when I thought, like, I have now seen the end.
They're coming for us. That's at some point, the machines are. Now, did you think, time you watched Short Circuit, did you think that was the future of robots?
I didn't. I most Short definitely did too? Not. I thought that was the end of movies.
Well, Michael McKean is very good in that.
Yes.
As was
By the way,
Five.
Can Fisher has Fisher Stevens been forced to apologize for that performance?
It's a concerning role that he had in that movie, which I liked very much as a young guy.
As
young
a
man.
Child. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Still to this day.
Newton something. What was
doesn't it? Super hold up.
No, doesn't?
Doesn't super hold up.
You mean
the
Goots performance doesn't hold up?
For the first one, no. I mean, the second one, but it's a good machine, but I think there is something about these machines
Newton
coming
Crosby,
out.
Newton Crosby, that's
point.
His name.
Yeah,
Newton Crosby.
All right. Scary stuff, though.
Fisher Stevens, still, I'm surprised.
Problematic.
Slightly troubling performance.
It's problematic.
I did not think that was going to be the end of it, but every one of these videos I watch, I always think, like, for example.
Because what is the end goal of all these robots other than just takeover? Like, just destroying the human race.
It's not, not to, like, help us, like, get up and change the channel, or it's not to help, like, get in and out of vehicles, or to, like, service us in place of, like, door hub or
grub
dash.
Would you go in a car that is driving itself?
I would not.
No.
No.
Not for me.
Nor would I have
one. I'm adventurous, but even still.
A car driven by a robot? No.
No.
I would have no interest whatsoever.
No.
Did you see the Mitchells versus the Machines?
I loved it. I did, and I loved it. I told you, right?
Yeah, great movie, right?
Great movie.
That's the end game. There's going to be sort of like Sergey Brin type Google or Elon Musk genius who has 10,000 of these at his disposal, and one day it's going to be like, release the Kraken. And then they're all just going to come out. No, that's not your signal to talk hockey either, John.
No, he's like, huh? Did you say special drop?
Did I hear Kraken?
Huh? Kraken?
Kraken? Thick news. No, that's what's going to happen. There's
release the Kraken.
There'll be 10,000 of these in a garage or a warehouse someplace.
Speaking of billionaires, you see Jeff Bezos went in the sky today?
Bezos.
Yeah.
Bezos. How was it? How'd it go?
Jeffrey Bezos.
That was a hot drop.
Yeah, John was waiting for that one. He's like, God, I hope they talk about Bezos.
I saw the Bezos story today, and I was licking my chops.
Guys, I really hope they talk about Bezos.
So I did enjoy the Branson voyage. That's a fun little rocket.
Like
that's a nifty little rocket. I like the fact, like, I like that chrome plating.
Yeah.
Like, it gets dropped off, like, the super glider that brings it up there, and then, you know, like, it, the way that, like, it goes into, like, that VTOL format and falls back to, that was kind of neat. Granted, they're super obnoxious multi-billionaires.
Yeah.
What did the Bezos rocket look like? Was it called Blue Dip?
What did it look like?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shire, do you want to describe? Did you see this, what it looks like? Oh, it looks like a...
Does it look like junk?
It looks like a male member. Is what it looks like. If you've had a chance to see it. That's the only way I can say it. We don't need to dwell on it, but look at the Jeff Bezos...
Ah!
Told you. Am I wrong?
Oh, man, I saw so many movies with New Shepard. Wasn't he... Was he in, like, with...
Magnum Dong.
Took that to space. All aboard! Like, I'm not getting in that.
You're kidding me.
I'm not getting in that.
That's what...
Yeah. That's what it looks like, right?
Stop it!
Yeah.
That looks like something you buy at your local...
novelty shop?
Novelty paraphernalia shop.
Novelty
Stop
shop.
It!
Yeah, yeah.
Stop it.
Stop.
Wait. Come on.
Come on.
Wait. The Blue Origin legitimately looks like...
Yeah.
The wrong guy!
No.
That is...
Incredible. So, can we just post it? Can you retweet? Just find one of the pictures that's been circulating on the Twitter and just retweet it from Gresh Keefe.
Thank sure.
You,
wait,
is this...
It's whoever passed this off, like, take two steps back and take a look at it and let us know what it looks like before we send that into space.
Is Bezos so powerful?
He's like, yeah, that's fine. We'll go on this. You sure? It honestly looks like something that...
Oh, Mr. Bezos.
If the South Park guys did an episode,
this
is what it would be. That's it. You take the joke away from them. Smart. Smart by Bezos.
You get out in front of it, and you just turn it into... Wow.
Yeah, look at this thing. I mean...
Look at... When you even look like the... Like, the...
We might have to blur it on Twitch. I don't even know if you can show it. That's aggressive.
But listen,
you want to go to space.
Flying?
Yeah.
This looks like something that would have been in like a Woody like.
Yeah, 100% looks like it would be in like Naked Gun. Free.
It does. It's a flying sex toy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what he took to space today.
Holy smoke. Successful?
As far as I know. Yeah. As far as I know. Did we get any update?
That was the climax of the journey.
Save that drop.
Yeah, apparently people, you can watch the live stream on it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I finish?
Well,
atmospheric penetration.
Can I finish?
So that's the story on the Blue
Origin.
Successful.
Yep.
Flying around.
I had no idea. How can that go to space and look that different from Richard Branson's space machine?
I don't know.
His thing looks like a
rocket,
fun futuristic space plane.
Oh, yeah, a little bit different. I don't know what to tell you.
This looks like it's aimed at the man in the rowboat.
So obviously, somebody who had a grudge against Bezos was like, "Yeah, I'll put it together for you. Yeah, no problem. I got it." They're like, "Well, I don't know about the look." He's like, "Actually, it has to be this way,
Jeff. It's only going to be $10 billion.
It's
however,
at aerodynamic,
the end,
super aerodynamic.
Looks like a
yeah. What does it look like?
Nope.
Okay.
It does.
Yep. That's it.
All right.
That's the story
on
that.
How about those socks?
Great win last night. by the Red Sox. In all seriousness, a important series for the Red Sox, who had lost the two series leading up to the All-Star break. Then they come out, they have a game canceled or postponed because of COVID, and then they have another game get shortened to six innings. Mm-hmm. They lose two out of three to the Yankees, and you're like, are they starting to teeter a little bit? Because their pitching staff wasn't looking great. You still have questions, obviously, at first base. And they come out against the Blue Jays in Buffalo, beautiful Buffalo, and put up eight runs in the first inning. They hit six home runs as a team. And Pivetta pitched well, and they just dominate a team that could be, I think, in the mix in the second half here. I think the Blue Jays definitely could get a wild card. They're what are they now, like seven games out? So it's a good gap that they have between the Red Sox and them.
Just like the Yankees, I believe, are also seven games back now. And, of course, the Yankees are super stoked after they finally get off the schneid against the Sox and then beat them two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
This stretch run, I, like many, didn't chalk up much to... It was fine that they had the split with the A's and the Angels on the West Coast trip. Then they came home for the final three games before the All-Star break against the Phillies. And when they lost two out of three leading up to that 5-4 Sunday loss pre-All-Star break, that's when I thought, like, as a chance this team might be getting a little tired.
Right.
Or just, like, they're playing so far above and beyond expectations.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And you're getting career years and contributions. Like, you can't expect to be getting a grand slam out of Hunter Renfroe the day after Christian Arroyo goes down with a groin injury because he's playing first base, because you can't get any good first base play out of Bobby Dalbec because he strikes out, you know, five times out of every four at bats.
And Danny Santana's not the answer.
No,
either.
He's not.
I don't need him at first base.
And you can't play in Kike Hernandez, as much as I love this guy, and he's the unsung MVP and hero of this team to date.
Two ding-dongs last night.
Two dingers last night. Yep. Two dongs last night from Kike, one for Bezos in space.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't keep asking guys like that to, like, all right, I need you to play first and short tonight. Also, you're in center field. Like,
all that stuff.
Multi-positional versatility of these Red Sox will be their hallmark and one of the enduring things that we remember them for. And that's the spirit of this team. But bat and laundry carts, it's so fun. But at some point, you're going to need to call up reinforcements. Now they bring up Hauk. They call for Jaren Duran, and they get results his second night out, Rich.
Homer last night for Duran, who was hitting second, obviously playing center field and batting second for them. And it looks like he's going to be a factor because there's sort of that opening, too. Like, they've platoon guys. They've ping-pong guys. I think first base is obviously an issue. I think outfielders not named Verdugo, although Renfro's made a real case to be out there a ton. But there's still room for somebody else, and I think it could be Jaren Duran.
What an arm on that guy, Renfro. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I was like saying, like, Kike Hernandez also, like, guys like that that can fill in and play second base and shortstop also can make wildly accurate throws from the outfield. When you lose a guy and you lose a series and you should be super frustrated because you know you're a better team than the Yankees, you had a chance to go into the Bronx this weekend, shovel dirt on him and say, good night, we're done with you, get out of here, kick rocks without socks, you know, to the Bronx Bombers and all those creatures out in the outfield, you filthy animals. And you lose a game Saturday night spitting on people on their way out of the stadium, throwing baseballs at Verdugo. Knock it off.
A mess.
You know, and I'm not going to go full, like, how come there's not a...
banned him for life.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
He'll never see a baseball game again.
He'll never be able to...
those eyes.
He'll never be able to do, like, the kid that was sitting next to me at the Mets game 14 years ago, who was absolutely hammered, got thrown out of the game, went outside, bought a sweatshirt and a hat, pulled the hat down, wore the sweatshirt in, made it for another two innings till security recognized him and got thrown out a second time. Now with $70 worth of merchandise.
The wrong guy!
He loved the Mets so much, that kid. He had to be there. Didn't want to miss a moment.
You're lucky if you get thrown out
of the
Mets.
He's like, if Eduardo or Edgar Alonso, what the hell is the name
Edgardo
of the
Alfonso.
Edgardo Alfonso is going to make a play. I'm going to be there to see it. Like, all right, buddy.
Yeah. So. You could have finished the Yankees off this weekend. You at least should have won two out of three. That game Saturday night still pisses me off.
That was really frustrating.
Awful. But to come back last night, eight in the first, hit angry, nice pitching performance from Pivetta, who had gotten racked by the Blue Jays about a month ago. Like, that was the way to answer last night.
Bradford had an interesting call last night saying he thinks Nick Pivetta could sort of be like Rick Porcello in the 2018 playoff run. Because you're trying to figure out, all right, you only need four starters at that point. And Eovaldi, everybody's been feeling good about. Rodriguez seems like he's coming back into form. And then Rob's ready to put Chris Sale there, which I'm not. We haven't seen him in over a year. And even when we did see him in 2019, he wasn't very good. So he says all the right things all the time, but I'm not ready to pencil him in there But that is my concern. Not that they just lost these series recently, but Perez and Richards, like the rest of the way, like those guys are, I think, gassed.
How much do you trust Garrett Richards tonight? Oh. 5-5 against that beer league softball team lineup.
Yeah, I don't trust him at all. What do we think? Over under 5 innings.
Under.
I'll take the under also. Yeah.
4 1/3, 5 mm-hmm. allowed tonight.
5 allowed, couple of ding dongs. Vladdy Guerrero gets them.
He's in the 30s now.
Yeah. Yeah, that team is pretty fun. That is a good lineup.
It's a fun team.
Yeah,
that is a really, really fun team. So the Red Sox are in the middle of now, they had to postpone one of the games against the Yankees.
Right.
That's going to be made up in a doubleheader, I think, on Tuesday, August 13th or something.
Yeah.
Let's not get lost in the weeds on the date. So it was supposed to be 27 games. Now it's going to be 26 games, where 23 now of the 26 games coming out of the All-Star break are against the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Rays.
Yeah.
By August 1st, Rich, by the time you need to make a trade in case they do want to further bolster the ranks, and I think that they should.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
You need to bring in an arm, a starter, maybe another one of these positionally versatile type of guys. And if you're really believing in this team, be aggressive. You showed aggression right there at the break by calling up Duran and by bringing back Houck. I think they should be more aggressive, because if you make it through this and you still have a couple games on the Jays and the Rays, you can make it.
I think Anthony Rizzo's the guy to go get for the Cubs. You need a first baseman. He's in the last year of his deal.
Yep.
They're out of it. I don't think it's going to cost a ton. And you're not even asking for the Anthony Rizzo from a few years ago. Even this one is better than Dahlbeck. You say, hey, Dahlbeck, we tried it this year. You'll get a shot at it next year to be the starter. But we need to sort of lengthen the lineup a little bit, have a more reliable guy. And, oh, by the way, he's an excellent defensive first baseman, too. Just sort of add that to the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pitchers, yeah, I'd be interested in a pitcher, and I don't think it's a reliever, believe it or not. I think if there's a starter that they could add, because Richards and Perez, I just say, isn't going to happen. And then I'm not going to just rely on Sale. I feel like you could kind of set yourself up for disaster there.
How did the Hamels workout go Friday? What was the word? Because a bunch of teams were attending Cole Hamels' workout last Friday.
I don't know.
I know they were interested in him.
Yeah.
He's 37.
Yeah. But like maybe. Because Marloni said something today. He was on the Greg Hill show for his Lose Day appearance.
Oh.
And he said Sale's pitching tonight, like a little like rehab type of thing.
First one went well.
Yeah. But he had a comment that was, he goes, if Sale goes out there and pitches and then tomorrow wakes up with like some discomfort, he could be done for the year. And you hear that and you're like, all right, so I'm not penciling this guy in for anything you get out of him would be a bonus. And maybe he'll be great. Maybe he'll be awesome. But I'm not going to rely on that.
Expectation is what? He might come back early to mid-August?
Yeah.
So that's after the deadline. That's after the deadline.
5 or 6 turns in the rotation, something like that.
At tops to tune up for the postseason.
And maybe
run
be a playoff pitcher.
Right.
Yeah. He could be the Kucherov of the the Red Sox.
Nice play.
Yeah.
Which would be a great pickup. But so what starter could you identify then? Because Kyle Gibson's going to cost you too much.
Yeah. Right. Scherzer seems like that's insane.
No, because they're still kind of in. They're still kind of in. And he's going to want a bag wherever he goes. So that would be a complete rental.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who the guy is.
That's why I feel like you're going to end up having to do. I proposed a couple of different ones. Like with Colorado, they have no good starters to go get. But you could get CJ Krohn and Daniel Bard. With the Cubs, if you thought you were going to end up having to go with some, maybe not openers, but if you thought there were going to be some games.
You want Kimbrell, they're going to say?
Yeah. I mean,
don't you have enough
if he's an add-on,
bullpen guys? You got like 6 bullpen guys.
You never have enough.
And you 7 bullpen guys?
Sure. Why not? I mean, I trust Darwinson Hernandez.
Yeah.
I trust Matt Barnes. But I wonder,
Barnes,
like, in the
Hernandez, Ottavino, Whitlock, Sarmora.
Sarmora gave up. Granted, there were 316 foot home runs that he gave up in Yankee Stadium. But
yeah, those don't count. You're not going to play them in the playoffs. They're not going to be there. Don't worry about that.
I can't see how adding a hard throwing righty to the back end of the bullpen is not going to help this team, considering that there may be some days where your starters, like, you may still be stuck, I hate to say it, with your Perez's, with your Richards, and you're going to need someone to be able to come in the fourth, in the fifth, and throw gas and hold it down for you, because Whitlock and Houck could also get overfished by the end of the season as well.
We got Kiefer Madness coming up in 10 minutes. I do want to mix in a quick thought on the expansion draft. I know this is John's Super Bowl. It is tomorrow night for Seattle. They've already announced all the stars are going to be there announcing their picks. Gary
Payton,
Sean Kemp, Sue Bird, Bobby Wagner, like stars of Seattle sports gone by. I don't know if Eddie Vedder's going to be there or how they're going to figure this out. But Seattle has their draft tomorrow. We know who is and isn't available from the Bruins and every other team. But is there anything more fascinating than them maybe taking Carey Price from Montreal?
I'll do it.
That's the best storyline going here.
I love it. I love when an expansion team is good, takes stars and says, no, we're not going to do this 3 to 5 year plan. We're going to take some stars now. We're going to try to do it like the Golden Knights did. How could you argue that what Vegas did was bad for hockey? It was great.
It's great.
They were immediately relevant.
It was really good. And John, I know you've been following this very closely. Is there any way that Montreal, they don't want them to take him, do they? I know his contract's not great.
So the thing going on with Carey Price is that he's injured.
Right.
And so basically what the Kraken are trying to do right now is figure out how injured is he.
Right.
And the owner already told the GM, if you think he's good, you can take him.
Oh, my God.
And it's such a disaster. Because the Canadians clearly did this on purpose where they were like, all right, we know he's injured. And they just kind of waited. Because at the 11th hour, it was suddenly, oh, we're not protecting Carey Price anymore. We're going to protect Jake Allen instead. Because clearly they're scared that they don't have a goalie next year if they protect, because Jake Allen probably would have been taken if he was exposed.
Right.
So it's already confirmed that they're going to sign Chris Drieger from the Florida Panthers. He's the Panthers goalie. The Golden Knights,
Kraken.
They're going to take him as a UFA, and they've already agreed to an extension. So they have a goalie already. So now the question is, like, do you want to spend $10.5 million plus whatever $4 million on the goaltender? And with the injury, I really don't think they're going to take Carey Price.
Do it, though. He's only 33, turns 34 in a month.
5 more years on his deal at $10.5 million.
Wow. See, what the hell were the Canadians thinking?
To immediately be financially irresponsible as an expansion team is a very bad idea.
I know.
I really don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, God, how cool would that be?
Well, but, I mean, at the same time, they can sign Gabriel Landeskog to an 8-year deal, which is one more than any other team is allowed to sign unrestricted free agents to. So they could still get a very big name. Maybe he's not as big of a name as Carey Price, especially for Boston interest.
I just want him gone out of Montreal. It'd be great.
He's like Eli, though. It's like he'll be bad in the regular season, like this past year, and then he goes into the playoffs, and that's when he turns it off.
And he's always good against the Bruins, too.
Correct.
He's like lifetime.
Well, he might not even be on the ice against the Bruins next year.
They're like, oh, how did you guys lose your goalie? Oh, the Kraken took him. They're like, what? You just had him available? Like, yeah.
And he was taken by the Kraken.
The Kraken stole him.
John, what other stars could you see, or like maybe not stars, but.
Well, there's a lot of guys that are like top 6 forwards who are available and don't cost a whole lot. Like Jordan Eberle, for example, from the Islanders is available. And if they're trying to decide between Vladimir Tarasenko, who also may have an injury problem.
He definitely has an injury problem.
They could easily, they could go Tarasenko, or they could go, another guy available from the Canadians, for example, is, I forget his first name, but Jonathan Drouin, is that his name?
Yeah.
Top 6 forward, he's available, he's half the price of Tarasenko, he's younger, he's 26 years old, his contract is better than Carey Price's, so that's probably where they go there. Then you have Jordan Eberle available from the Islanders, and they have the second overall pick as well. They're going to get the top center in the draft. Like, they could probably pick one of those big ticket items.
How good's that Giordano guy from the Flames?
Mark Giordano is very good. And to the point where when they were trying to cut a deal, the Flames were basically saying, like, what draft pick do we need to give you to not take him? It was too high. They were basically saying, you need to give us your first round pick if you don't want us to take him.
So
they're going to take
him. And you think it's going to be Connor Clifton for the Bruins?
Probably will be Connor Clifton. But the Bruins could cut sort of side deal central. Bruins could be slipping them something to say, like, we want you to take Lazan or we want you to take Lazabora.
Yeah. You think Jake DeBrusk, I know he's protected, but do you think he ends up on the Bruins to start the year? I'm hoping he's not.
He definitely won't. He won't get, he obviously can't be
taken.
No,
I know he's protected. Right. I understand, but that was one of the storylines from the weekend, too, is are they protected DeBrusk, but maybe that just means they feel like they can make a deal for him to go somewhere else.
Why in the world did he get sat down so many times?
Because he didn't
season.
Try.
But why would you not try?
The coach even said, he's like, his effort. His effort.
Why would the man not even try? Or why would effort be? Why would effort be an issue?
Fitzy, if I knew that, I wouldn't be sitting
here
with you.
Obviously, he wouldn't.
I mean, he spoke a little about like sort of the mental struggles he was going through due to like the pandemic and everything. That's not unheard of for somebody to have like some mental health problems.
Did he have
going through that?
Did he have two kids at home with him all the time? Is that some of the mental struggles?
You making it about yourself?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to talk about mental struggles? Why don't you come by to my house for a couple hours?
Did he have to do shows on a Comrex?
Yeah. Do you have to? Did he have to beg the kids to please turn down PBS Kids? So, Dad,
did he have to listen to Keith and Shime? Did he have to listen to Keith and Shime argue about what a decade is?
Listen, I'm still
that was my pandemic.
Adamant that I know what a
that's
decade
the real
is. Shime
so
does
do
not.
I.
Speaking of Shime, who has no clue what makes up a decade, considering he's got
okay, Keith,
the 2000 Lakers, one of the best teams of the 90s. Anyway, the defense rests. Here's Shime with trending.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it.
You'd be very happy about this.
Okay.
I taught him how to do
happy?
Mad.
How happy would you be about it?
Everybody loves a good streaming D.
Winning 9-2.
Oh, it was actually a seagull covered in curry.
Here we go. Noon 30 on a Tuesday. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness on Gresh and Keefe. Gresh off today. Nick Fitzy Stevens is here. Quick game. Fitzy, guess the state that this next story is from.
Okay.
It's not the obvious.
All right.
What state do you think it's from?
Alabama.
Good guess, Shime. Do you want to take a stab at this one?
Tennessee.
Believe it. Both great guesses. Believe it or not, Nevada.
Oh,
we go out to Nevada for a story based in revenge.
Oh.
Revenge. Who doesn't like revenge?
I love it. It's the dish that's best served cold.
Correct. Here we go.
Dumping a girlfriend is never easy, but having all 32 teeth pulled out by a girlfriend is probably the worst thing that could happen to anybody.
Probably the worst thing to happen to anybody.
Full dental extraction?
32 teeth pulled out of the man's head.
She pulled all 32 teeth out?
Yes. Yes.
How?
Yeah, well, we're about to find out.
The 35-year-old dentist in Poland is under investigation after she allegedly pulled out all of her ex-boyfriend's teeth during dental surgery just 2 days after he dumped her for another woman.
Yeah, the old dump the woman, then you go back, and then... Now, this is where it gets a little odd to me. The
A little?
The you go back to your ex-girlfriend, and she's a dentist, apparently, and she's like, yeah, I'm going to go do some work here and remove all of the teeth.
All of the teeth. So you go back to your ex, full well knowing that you just uncoupled from her a few days prior.
That's right.
And she probably wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
And you say, by the way, we're still on for that root canal Friday.
I am afraid of the dentist, and I have no problem with my dentist. I have a good standing relationship, I would say, with my dentist.
Always
no
helps.
Ill
just
will.
Like, just like a mechanic or
correct.
A lawyer. Yeah.
All the dental hygienists there are very friendly. I'm just still terrified, let alone somebody who is out to get me. But here we go.
Marek Olszewski, the 45-year-old ex-boyfriend, came to Marowick's office with a toothache where the dentist took her revenge for being dumped. McElwick, who claimed that she'd tried to be professional, gave him a heavy dose of anesthetic, locked the door, and removed all his teeth one at a time.
How on earth did she, quote, try to be professional? She's like, hey, I gave him some laughing gas. I gave him, like, what?
He felt no pain.
Yeah. I got a toothache. I can take care of that. Lay down. So she gassed him up and removed all of his teeth.
Do you know how long that must have taken?
Taken forever.
Hours.
Taken forever.
She was locked the door.
Right.
Did anybody knock on the door and say,
I don't think so.
Dr. Marowick.
Sounds like a horror movie going on in there. If I just want to check in on things.
No. You have three patients that are demanding to be seen here. Dr. Marowick. Dr. Marowick.
Answer the door.
Dr. Lecter.
She's so focused on her craft right now. But yeah, because anybody who's had a tooth pulled, that takes a little bit of time, right? They get you in there. They do the whole thing.
Hey, you know what? Also, it doesn't feel good.
Does not feel good.
Doesn't feel great.
Let alone a mouth, just no teeth.
What did the poor man say when he woke up?
I don't know what he did. But I was like,
help.
He didn't just break up with this woman. He must have done something pretty bad.
It sounds like they just had a mutually agreed upon.
I don't think it was a mutual parting of the ways.
No?
Yeah, it was clearly not mutual.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so, guys?
I think perhaps. There may have been another woman involved.
Held a grudge?
Another man involved?
Could have been both.
Could have been both.
McElwick, who claimed that she tried to be professional, gave him a heavy dose of anesthetic, locked the door, and removed all his teeth one at a time. She also wrapped his head and jaw in a bandage so that he could not open his mouth and see that there had been complications.
Complications?
What? Wouldn't you be able to feel it with your tongue?
Well, here, I mean, when you first wake up, if they really numb you up pretty good, I don't think you would know right away.
No.
Right? I think you would just, like, you wouldn't be able to feel anything.
Have you had your wisdom teeth removed?
I had my wisdom. That's the only teeth I've had removed is 4 wisdom teeth.
Same here. Yeah. And I remember when I woke up, couldn't feel anything. Uh-huh. And I went home and I was a little bit hungry and I wanted to have something to stave off the weird feeling in my stomach. So I went and had a yogurt.
How was the yogurt?
I didn't have any of it because I went, I looked on my
shirt.
Falls
right out.
I went, no, I fed all of it to my cheek.
No clue. You pulled a John.
I pulled a complete John Anderson.
Well,
I was so numb, I couldn't feel my face, and I thought I was eating, but it turns out I just spoon-fed my cheek.
Which, a true story, they say, they tell you, be careful not to chew your own tongue off. It can happen, because people get so numbed up that they don't even feel it, and if you, like, honk down on it, you wouldn't feel it until you do, and it'd be gone. Yeah, people have chewed, choned. Their own tooth.
Chomped.
Choned. Chutes. Their own tongue. Chones? Am I saying it right?
Chutes for the...
What?
John.
Every day I work with
English.
Him. Every single here. Day.
You know what? If there were anyone here at this station, I would like to numb up and take all 32 from.
But Olszewski did not realize the horror of what had happened with him at the dentist's office until he went back to his apartment and removed the bandages.
That must have been quite a scene.
Oh my God! You've been! You've been! I can't believe it! You've been! You're gonna do this to me. I said, I'm gonna get you the last thing I do.
Olszewski will now get teeth implants, but said his new girlfriend had dumped him and she could not be with a man who did not have any teeth.
What's her problem?
Talk about the best revenge. So this lady was upset, and then she's like, I'm gonna take all the teeth out of your head. And then he goes there. Clearly not a real strong bond between he and the next lady. She's very materialistic, I would imagine, vain, and says, oh, no teeth? I'm out. Even though he's going to get a whole bunch of sweet new fake ones.
But he may have had like a $1 million smile. And the fact that she, like, I'll, like, straight up, I've seen plenty of people not even like of an advanced age.
No.
Who have amazing smiles. And then they say like, oh, well, it's a partial or it's, you know, it's full. I had to get him taken out. I can't look at them the same way.
You think it's cheating? Yeah, it's
creepy.
Performance enhancing?
No teeth in your 30s, 40s, or 50s is creepy to me.
What if you're a hockey player?
Yeah, but they don't get plates. They don't get partials.
Or if you're like a street fighter.
I admire that.
But you put that in the past, and you don't want to be walking around with no teeth.
But some regular 45-year-old dude who just stepped out on his girlfriend and then started dating somebody else who loved his teeth? Well,
what if you have a neat grill? Do you like grills?
I don't.
No.
Not a big grill guy.
Like gold teeth. Nice. Yeah.
Diamond teeth.
Nah, what are we doing?
Wait, who's the basketball player that got like all the diamond teeth recently? Creeps me out.
Oh yeah, we did that story.
We did that a long time ago.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Full, like a full.
Doesn't make sense to me. Seems like a waste of money. A waste.
Especially.
And she could not be with a man who did not have any teeth. However, the dentist is being investigated for medical malpractice and might face 3 years in prison. This is Julia Telfer for IB Times TV.
All right, Julia.
Julia could maybe bring a little more spice to that report.
I thought she did a pretty good job with a lot of different details, but, you know, good start to the show.
Dumping a girlfriend is never easy.
Big news.
Dumping a girl. That's how she started the report. Dumping a girlfriend is never easy.
Didn't want to say breaking up with somebody.
No, didn't want
dumping a girlfriend.
Never easy.
Where the dentist took her revenge for being dumped.
Shows you. Careful, everyone out there now, by the way, who's dating someone in the dental profession.
Look out.
Immediately just empty their DMs, get rid of every person on Facebook that they thought that their significant other might be jealous of.
This is why I'm scared.
Don't do it.
His new girlfriend had dumped him, and she could not be with a man who did not have any teeth.
Can't be with a man without any teeth.
That's a problem. I'll get a new one.
There you go. There is the madness today. I got another story, but maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Well, I think we had a great story. Let's turn our attention to the NBA Finals. It could end tonight. Chris Paul could choke away another series. It could happen tonight. Bucks and Suns. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Marek Olszewski, the 45-year-old ex-boyfriend, came to Marowick's office with a toothache where the dentist took her revenge for being dumped. Makowick, who claimed that she tried to be professional, gave him a heavy dose of anesthetic, locked the door, and removed all his teeth one at a time.
Back to more Boston sports talk. Gresh and Keith on EEI.
Obviously a really tough loss. Devin, how frustrated are you for Chris right now?
Next question, please.
NBA Finals could end tonight. It's Gresh and Keefe. Gresh is off, so Nick Fitzy-Stevens is here today, tomorrow, and Thursday. You can listen to the show anywhere you go, WEEI.com or the Odyssey app. That was following Game 5, in the postgame of the Game 5 loss for the Suns. Devin Booker, Chris Paul sitting up there, and one of the reporters is like, hey, Devin, pretty bummed for Chris? And Devin's like, what? It's like a...
Next question, yeah, please.
Kind of, see ya.
Yeah, took a shot at it. Thanks, Tom. Like, what a weird kind of question.
Now, is there another way for me to come at this thing? No.
Chris Paul's lost a lot of
big games,
series, and a lot of series in which he has had a 2-0 lead, just like in this one. And my favorite part, I don't like Chris Paul. I don't know how you feel about him.
I would have liked him if he was on the Celtics this year, but I could live or die without him. It's fine.
Yeah, and otherwise. I think because he's also tied in with LeBron, and he has that. My big hang-up, too, is how he's been covered. They're like, Chris Paul, the greatest point guard of this generation, and Chris Paul, never won a thing. Mm-mm. And some players get ripped for it, like Carmelo Anthony. I never won. What a bum. Like, well, Chris Paul's never won anything, and he's been on better teams. And he's had leads in series. So this is his first NBA Finals. They take a 2-0 series lead, and everybody was like, congratulations, CP3.
Suns in four again.
See you in the Hall of Fame. Well, the Bucks have won three in a row. Giannis is playing great. Chris Middleton's playing great. Drew Holiday, after a terrible game four, was great in game five. And the Bucks, like, I just, going into the series, I wasn't sure who I was going to be rooting for. But really quickly, I was all in on the Bucks. I kind of like this Bucks team.
I feel like I was rooting for the Suns early on because I love Devin Booker.
Yeah.
I don't care about Chris Paul, take it or leave it. But yeah. The story, the Suns in four, I was riding that, the memes and the momentum because they were the darlings of social media. And like I said, I think Booker's a great player. Those fans seemed like biggest event probably in the history of Southwest American sports, especially for the city of Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm behind it. Don't really feel it for the Bucks. The way that they've turned this series around and that enduring image of the Giannis flex coming off the dunk at the end of game five. How, if you're Phoenix, you got flexed on.
Like,
you have been emotionally posterized now.
Chris Paul tried
Giannis.
Shoving him into the third row.
Nothing,
didn't matter.
Nothing. Giannis, and he was able to turn around and just show it. Like, and to me, the key has been Giannis being injured at the tail end of that series against the Hawks, outlasting them, and him coming back to full health and arguably playing his best stretch of professional basketball. Yeah. This is not about Chris Paul finally getting that monkey off his back and winning a championship and coming through in the clutch. This is about Giannis reaching his full potential as a professional because the story of these playoffs had been, every series is losing its star. Giannis was out a bunch against Atlanta. Kawhi obviously coming out really helped the Suns because otherwise maybe it should have been the Clippers in.
Right.
Anthony Davis prevented the Lakers from advancing. Well,
guess what? Jaylen Brown, Celtics would have won the whole thing had he played.
Easily.
Yeah, right.
And all the Nets... Harden was a shell of himself,
right.
Kyrie, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now, finally, you've got a really good team, a top seed, healthy. Guess what? They're playing like a top seed should play when they're healthy. And the full complement of the way that team was designed has come together. To be down after that first quarter, they were down 16.
Oh, they're getting spanked.
On the road.
Suns couldn't miss.
No.
Yeah.
And they just turned it around and put up almost 50 points in the second period. Insane. That's where the series ended. Mm-hmm. To me, that's where the series ended. I want the Suns to win tonight because I would like to see it go seven. And, you know, and who loses with a little end of the week NBA Finals game seven? I think it's over tonight.
I think it's over tonight, too. I think the Bucks have figured it out, and they're now back home. Because that was the big question after the first two games. Like, all right, can they win a game on the road? Yep, they can. It's great. I wonder what stars will be there. They had some stars in Phoenix, and including an odd one. Adele was there, voice of an angel. An absolute
voice of a generation.
Her and Shyam, I'd say 1-1A, best voices I've ever heard in my life.
It is her that I've been looking for.
Did you know that Adele is going out with Rich Paul?
I did not.
LeBron James's guy? Yeah, Brian Windhorst had that news. I didn't know what Adele was doing there. I'm like, maybe she's a basketball fan. Because they showed all these people. It was like Kyler Murray was there. and Vanessa Hudgens was there. Okay. Lil Wayne and LeBron. Like, and so Lil Wayne and LeBron are both great friends with Chris Paul. Kyler Murray plays for the Cardinals. You're like, yep. All right. Then you're like, Adele? You're like,
oh my gosh. Look, where did Adele go?
Oh yeah. Awaken 180.
Like,
no, I don't know about that, but she lost.
That's an old thing. Yeah, like 7 years.
She's lost a lot of weight a while ago.
I haven't seen her in a while, John. There was a pandemic. I don't know if you. I had two kids at home.
You weren't checking in on Adele during that pandemic.
No, I listen, and like I enjoy a good cry in the shower with an Adele song, just like any other grown male. Oh yeah,
sitting down in the shower. This was a conspiracy theory
on my washing chair
amongst the Adele community as well, because there was a Variety article about Rich Paul like a month ago, and it's in the lead. It said like, yeah, it was a quote from Rich Paul to the author saying like, yeah, she was over here yesterday. And it was off the record. Like, the author wasn't allowed to say who it was, but it was Adele. It was
if
Adele.
You know what I mean. Yeah. Like, all right, Rich Paul, relax.
Settle
relax
down.
A little bit. Now, if the Bucks end up winning the series, do you have to buy full force into the Kardashian curse?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Look what happened to the Celtics this year.
Correct. It's happened to everybody.
Expectations for a bounce back after the NBA finals.
And that was
finals.
Another thing. They were starting to get a little like hey, everybody owes the Kardashians and Kendall Jenner an apology when they were up 2-0. Well, not so fast, my friends. Not so fast, my friends.
So what exactly is Rich Paul one of these guys who's just known for being somebody?
Yeah, he's LeBron's friend. Really... But he's also like, I think his agent now and like in charge of that whole thing.
Not Maverick Carter anymore?
No, it's Rich Paul. And so Rich Paul has... Anthony Davis, I think he has Ben Simmons, he has the whole thing. But he grew up, I believe, just as LeBron's friend.
And now, look, he's dating maybe the most famous and fabulous singer in the entire world.
He's the founder of Clutch Sports.
Okay.
Anthony Davis, Eric Bledsoe, yes. John Wall, Ben Simmons, Draymond Green, Nurkic, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Oh, he just added, he has Trae Young now?
Wow, okay. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's doing all right. Phew.
That's a portfolio.
Doing all right.
He's maybe doing a little bit better than she is.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last?
LeBron in 2002 at the Akron Canton Airport, where James was impressed by Paul's authentic Warren Moon throwback jersey. The two exchanged contact information, and soon Paul had sold James a Magic Johnson Lakers jersey and a Joe Namath Rams jersey.
That's all it takes. See, Shime? All you got to do is hang around the airport. Wear your favorite throwback jerseys. Next thing you know, you'll be a power agent.
That was one of my all-time I should have bought this moments was there was a going out of business sale at like an Olympia or something.
Mm-hmm.
They had the baby blue Houston Oilers Warren Moon authentic jersey, and it was like half off, and I held it in my hands.
Why?
I was a little kid, and I was like, I really want this. But it was like all the money I had probably, and I was like,
Mom and Pop couldn't have given you a little loaner?
What, for a Warren Moon jersey?
A little floater?
I don't think they're...
What is you?
IOU? Hey, come on, Ma. I'm good for it.
Well, Rich, one day we'll tell you about what this man did. I don't know. It just looks great.
I don't know.
Guy had an
publicly,
arm.
Nobody knew anything about that yet.
Guy had an arm.
Oh, my God.
He's like, talk about like forgotten legends.
He could throw it.
He could
spin
sling
it.
And that offense with Givens,
those
guys in the early 90s, of course, lost the biggest lead in playoff history.
They choked that one away.
32-pointer. Mm-hmm. 32. What's your biggest non-purchase regret?
I just told you, Warren Moon jersey.
Is that the biggest one?
Yeah, I should have got that Warren Moon jersey. What's yours?
I don't know. I was just asking.
I think her name was Jasmine.
I don't know. I got a million.
Flo.
Yeah, exactly. You know, okay, there you go.
Flo.
There it is. Yep. Had I just gone on a second date with Flo from the Progressive commercials, I'd own this station. I would own this. Shime would be program director.
Yep. Well earned.
I would have a job.
No.
Of course
long
you
gone.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, you'd be the head of technical things. That'd be your job.
Technical things.
Yep.
All our best men are on it.
We're just going to give everyone jobs they're not qualified for.
That's fine.
Would you even want it? Do you want to do it? Do you just want to be?
I don't want to work for you.
Okay. Well, you had a chance.
I did. I would have had an interview.
Been handsomely paid.
I don't want to.
You're dead to him now.
I don't want to do
wow.
it.
Wow. Just off of that. Just because.
I see you more as a peer, not as a boss.
Wow. Okay. Well, duly noted for the next time that I get a chance to turn down a date as an old married man with a
good old Flo.
Famous commercial spokesperson.
One of the best. Did she have a cameo in Space Jam? I bet she did. Everybody else did.
Wouldn't surprise me if she was in Space Jam.
She had to be in Space Jam.
Did you sit through it?
No. I refused to because of LeBron. I won't. I watch a lot of bad movies, too. Yeah, I have no interest in that. I don't need a LeBron movie.
I refuse to. Like, there's nothing that doesn't involve like an animated pet.
But if your kids want to watch it, you're going to watch it?
No.
Look at you.
An animated pet, a superhero, a lightsaber, et cetera.
I like it.
That's what all the kids watch. I can't choke it down. I won't let them. I'll let them watch the original one.
Yeah, first Space Jam.
And
yeah.
The reason being the unnecessary, of course. And Michael and Jordan. They should understand greatness. And of course, Wayne Knight, man is a saint.
Uh-huh. And Danny Ainge.
Died an inglorious death in Jurassic Park. Uh-huh. Should have gone better.
Dilophosaurus got him.
Yeah, that's how most of us go, Rich.
Snuck right into the Jeep.
That's how most of us go.
They'll leave the windows down.
No.
Who would have lived?
I'll never. Yeah, exactly. Didn't have to go back for the damn can. It was a Barbasol, right?
It was. Filled with eggs. Or whatever.
Either that way or having your nuts bit off by a Laplander. That's a great way to go. It's a Naked Gun quote. Don't worry about it, guys.
They're swimming in it back there. They weren't alive when Naked Gun came out. They have no idea.
You've both at least seen it, right?
Nope.
Frank Drebin, one of the best movies of all time. Or two of the best movies of all time.
Two of the greatest comedies.
The third
of
one's
all time.
Fine, but the first two are
serviceable.
Lights out.
Second one, yeah. The raw sewage scene.
Come on, guys.
I'm in on raw sewage.
All right, let's do some fantasy football stuff coming up next. How's that sound?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.